Monday the 8th of October. This dinner hour, I went to Sadler's Wells Theatre to get a programme and, if possible, to book seats for Die Fledermaus, Strauss, but there isn't one that will fit in with my evening classes till November. At night school tonight, we took an elevation of a chimney stack through three floors with all fireplaces together with details at each floor. All done in 4-inch scale, which is a great eye strain when one comes to try to measure 2¼ inches accurately. Saturday the 13th of October. Took Mum to the premiere to see George Robey in Chin Chin Chow and didn't think much of it. Not that I expected anything of a very high standard. The accompanying picture was also tripe. Monday the 15th of October. I grumbled enough on the smallness of the scale we used at last Monday's construction, but tonight we got down to 1/8 scale, and they expect you to get down to 1/8 inch in it. We had a fresh supply of drawing boards and T-squares tonight, with paper of corresponding size, about twice the size of the old, and on it we have to use these small scales. Friday the 19th of October. Mum has been invited over to Grandma's for the weekend, so Dad and I are on our own. You may remember that I have not been using my watch since a little while after I returned from holiday, as the freewheeling action occurs in both directions when attempting to wind it. Dad got hold of the watch tonight, and after knocking out sundry lumps of loose metal, including a tiny bolt that took a deuce of a time for us to get back, we tightened up all the bolts that were loose, and lo and behold, the thing is okay. Sunday the 21st of October. I went east and visited a place I've often longed to see, Foulness. I took the shortest route to Southend, namely via Barking Bypass to Wennington, then off the main road towards North Ockenden, across the Fen to Bulfen, over Langdon Hills, where there was a cyclists' hill climbing meeting, and down to Vange, and by main road the rest. Distance saved is 4 miles. This is the first time I've been to Southend this year. I continued along the promenade to Shoebury and turned off through Great Wakering. Now, on my map is laid out only what is known as the Broom Way, a road across Foulness Sands about 1/4 mile from the land and only accessible at low tide. But I found a military road along which pedestrians and cyclists are allowed to pass, but not mechanically propelled vehicles, and this I took to its end at Fisherman's Head, which is also at the end of the Broom Way. The country is the flattest I have ever seen, even including the fens. The highest point is on the sea wall, which is about 10 feet above sea level, though I believe at least one place on Foulness Island rises to 9 feet above sea level. The tide was going down when I reached Fisherman's Head. It goes out about 5 miles altogether. And after I had eaten my lunch and had a nap, I walked out along the Broom Way nearly as far as where it turns to run parallel with the shore. The sand is real sand, not like the mud at Southend, though one's feet sink in it a little. I had no end of a job to ride a bike along it, though I am informed that army lorries frequently pass along it. There was a good strong southwesterly wind blowing, and it blew hard across the flats. I left Foulness itself soon after 2:30 and came back along the military road as far as Great Wakering, where I turned off through Little Wakering to Rochford and eventually reached the Crouch at Creeksey. I crossed by Creeksey Ferry, I was charged 9p, and came the shortest way home. Mileage for today, 104. Monday the 22nd of October. Over the weekend, there is going on a great air race in connection with the centenary celebrations at Melbourne, Australia. About 20 aeroplanes started last Saturday at dawn, and there has been the greatest excitement and interest aroused everywhere. The Mollisons got as far as Baghdad in the first day, but have since had trouble with their undercarriage and may have to withdraw from the race. Meanwhile, Scott, who is an Essex man, and Black have reached Darwin, Australia, in 4 hours over 2 days. Tuesday the 23rd of October. Scott and Black arrived at Melbourne this morning, and a Dutch airliner carrying 3 passengers and calling upon the Dutch colonies round about Batavia is expected to arrive second. Monday the 29th of October. While I was out yesterday, there was a bit of a calamity at home. the 3-foot square speaker, which was hanging on the wall in the front room, suspended by a string, suddenly descended, frightening Mum nearly out of her wits, and Dad almost so, and in the progress of its descent, trying to demolish a fire screen and the unfinished superhead. One of the tuning coils of the latter was knocked sideways, but until I have time to examine it thoroughly, I cannot say exactly how much damage was done. The larger diaphragm of the speaker was torn too.